Hello, this is James Parton, and I'm with The Edge, and I just wanted to talk to you about celebrating. I had an opportunity to celebrate my birthday over the weekend and part of this week with friends and family and work associates, as well as people I know online. And, you know, taking that time back to reflect, you know, why it's important to celebrate, you know, things like your birthday or to celebrate anniversaries or maybe accomplishments like you graduated from college or maybe you got that promotion or maybe you got an addition to your family. Or it could be any other variety of celebrations, you know, that you've achieved. Maybe you lost some weight. Maybe you picked up a new hobby and like trying to learn a new language and you've been able to do that. Maybe it's, you know, I know someone who's going to Cornell right now and she's taking a wine tasting. Not a wine tasting, a wine experience where she gets to learn about different cultures and their winemaking, you know, from around the world. And, you know, it's that personal development. I have other friends who are struggling with illness and they're going for trials and they're doing their best to succeed. And I have people who have been, you know, trying to get accreditations. I have friends that are trying to just remodel their homes. You know, there's all different types of celebrations. And you mean the celebration of the holidays. Currently, I'm looking at a Christmas tree that I decorated a few days ago with my wife. And on it is all these different decorations of ornaments from places that we've been. And, you know, just thinking about how long it took to put up the tree and put the decorations and the lights on and, you know, celebrating that, celebrating the season of Christmas and celebrating, you know, Thanksgiving or New Year's and everything that comes with that, the happiness, the joy, meeting with people you haven't seen in a while. You know, just all those different types of things. You know, there's going to be things in your daily life that take you down. There's going to be struggles. There's going to be challenges. There's going to be loss of loved ones. You know, I just lost one of my next door neighbors, an older lady. You know, her name's Helen, and she was in her 80s. Possibly me in her 90s, I'm not really sure, but the sweetest person you'd ever know. Always talked to you, always was very supportive, you know, and she just recently passed. But, you know, all of us have people that have passed, whether it's family members or friends. Maybe you didn't get that job you wanted also, or maybe there was an illness that, you know, kind of challenged you. Maybe you didn't get that promotion, or maybe you know, they're just things that you're working at, you haven't been able to get there yet. But you know, there are celebrations, and I think we should celebrate every day about something. You know, it may not be a major celebration, but you know, just getting up, you know, going to the gym and working on the treadmill, losing those 5 pounds or 10 pounds or whatever it is. You know, just taking care of your health, your wellness, taking care of your loved ones, taking care of your emotional and mental state. Just basically, those are celebrations too. And learning a new skill, maybe doing a craft, maybe doing a hobby, maybe trying to, you know, do painting or woodworking or, you know, web design or anything like that. Any effort that just increases you. Anything that takes you to that next level. I think we need to celebrate that. Maybe you always wanted to learn how to cook. Well, you know, get in your kitchen. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to make mistakes in lots of things in your life. You're going to make mistakes in cooking. You're going to make mistakes at your job. You're going to make mistakes in relationships. You're going to make mistakes in practically every area of significance in your life. But, you know, celebrate what you do accomplish. Lift people up. Pat them on the back. Maybe that's the encouragement that they need. You can help celebrate other people also. And by doing that, you lift yourself up a little bit. But, you know, maybe you've given some money to a charity. Maybe you volunteered. That's an accomplishment too. And that's a celebration. Maybe you just brought joy to somebody. Maybe it was somebody who couldn't, you know, do anything for you, but you wanted them to be happy. You know, that's a celebration. Every single thing in life has something that you can reach out there and say, hey, I could have done this different, but instead I decided to take it to the next level. You know, pay it forward. So, this is James Barton on the Edge. Celebrate every day. Have that joy. Have that happiness. I wish you the best for your celebrations, especially for the holidays. Take care. Have a great week. And I'll talk to you soon. And we're going to do great things next year on this podcast. And I want you to be there with me as we do accomplish that success. Take care. Have a great week.